The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for boys high school basketball as West Holmes goes against Mansfield Senior. Here is Matt Croy.
And good evening from Mansfield. West Holmes comes in with a record of 0-8 on the season. They're 0-5 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. And taking on the Mansfield Senior Tigers with a record of 7-1. They've won two straight, and they're 4-1 in the OCC. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with West Holmes head basketball coach Ben Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get big savings to warm up your winter all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber skinless boneless chicken thighs, $3.19 a pound. USDA inspected bone and pork sirloin roast, $1.89 a pound. We also have USDA inspected pork rib chops, $2.58 a pound. USDA choice T-bone steak, $10.78 a pound. USDA choice chuck steak, $5.18 a pound. USDA inspected bone and country style pork ribs, $2.09 a pound. And pint fresh blueberries, 2 for $6. It's all now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Hills Knights head basketball coach Ben Dellum, coming off a 52-39 loss to Meadowbrook in your last game. Ben, really a close game throughout. Of course, down by just a few points at halftime. They kind of pull away late in the contest. Talk about how that last game kind of played out for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, basketball is a game of runs. And, you know, we went on our run kind of at the beginning. They went on a run, you know, and they were just, if that game was a little bit longer, maybe we go on another one and it ends up being a little bit of a different story. But they made their run in the third, and we kind of went through a little stretch there where we couldn't make a shot for whatever reason, and that's just kind of how basketball goes sometimes. So it was a competitive game. We feel like we were close, and as we continue throughout the season, we get closer and closer as we look for those things to hang our hat on, I guess. But like I say, we're looking to put it all together finally, and like I say, get in the win column.
You take a step here and obviously compete with the team like you did in that last game. Aside from that, what are the biggest things right now, Ben, you're looking at to kind of focus on practice-wise as you're continuing to work with this team throughout the course of this first half of the year?
Yeah, I think it's mostly just kind of now perfecting what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think that the guys are buying into what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the ball inside. We're trying to get paint touches, whether it's throwing it into Manny, whether it's getting in there off of a dribble drive, whether it's off of a cut or a pass or that type of stuff. You know, we've talked a lot about, we shot 5-for-14 from three the other night, which is 35%. We'd actually like to take a few more of those. And I told the guys, you know, that doesn't mean just come jack every three that you're half open, but, you know, that means as a team we got to work to get the ball inside so it gets kicked out for catch-and-shoot type three-pointers and shooting catch-and-shoot three-pointers in transition. And just those things, like I say, you're starting to see it some, you know, and like I say, it's just we have a young team and we're trying to put it all together, and it seems like every night we get another little piece and then it's like, oh, but we forgot about that one. So like I say, for us, it's really just putting it all together as a whole game has been the challenge at this point.
Taking those steps, of course, as they say, no off nights in the OCC, right back here on the road against Mansfield Senior, a very talented Mansfield Senior team. For what you've been able to observe, men from afar, what makes this Mansfield Senior team so good?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously really athletic. They always are. And this year, varsity-wise especially, they are shooting the ball really well. I think they shoot the ball somewhere in the high 30s in terms of percentage from three-pointers. So that's, you know, they can do a little bit of everything. They can get to the rim. They can defend. They can shoot the three well. Kyvie Roan was a player of the year candidate last year. He's back, and he's really good. So this is a really talented Mansfield senior team, and we're excited to see how we can stack up against them. We're ready for the challenge.
Ready for the challenge. If you are going to be able to hang with a team like this, what do you have to do?
We have to, when they do miss, which they'll miss, obviously, but when they do miss, we got to make sure that we get the rebound. I think that's kind of the biggest thing, is that we're giving up about 12 to 13 offensive rebounds per game and 10 or 12 second chance points per game most games. And that right there is a big difference in, you know, three or four of our games. You eliminate, you know, even half of those, and we're right back in the game and that type of stuff. And the game gets played a little bit differently even if you eliminate some. So we got to get the rebounds when they miss. And obviously part of that then will translate to offense for us. We're trying to run in transition, not let teams set up their defense so that we can get better offensive looks.
All right, Ben, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Hills Knights head basketball coach Ben Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
In the junior varsity contest tonight, Mansfield Senior defeated West Holmes by the score of 55-20. A season ago, when West Holmes took on Mansfield Senior at the varsity level at Mansfield Senior, it was the Tigers who defeated the Knights in that game by the score of 62-27. In that game for West Holmes, led by Sam Spring, who had 10 points at the time, 8 points for Manny Camacho. And the game played in the Dungeon, a much closer contest, where Mansfield Senior won that game as well, but by just 5 points at 65-60 over West Holmes. In that 5-point loss for the Knights in the Dungeon, they were led by Nate Fair with 21 points, 17 points for Collier Klein. Both guys now gone to graduation, as well as Sam Spring, who had 11 points in the game. Manny Camacho chipped in with 8 points as the Knights lost both meetings with Mansfield Senior last year. Last season in the OCC, Lexington captured the outright title, going 14-0. Mansfield Senior finished up in second place in the conference at 12-2, while West Holmes finished up tied for last at 1-13 in conference play with Madison. Overall, West Holmes went 4-17 on the regular season last year, while Mansfield Senior went 15-6. The Knights, of course, fell in the Division II East 1 sectional final to Maysville. Well, for Mansfield Senior in Division II in the Northeast Northwest 3 District, they were the number 5 seed, and they fell to the top seed Shelby in the district semifinals by the score of 60-55. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
West Holmes comes in at 0-8 on the air, while Mansfield Senior is 7-1. Their lone loss was a loss at Lexington by the 4 points, 74-70. The Tigers averaging 67 points per game. West Holmes averaging 38.5 a game. Defensively, the Knights are giving up 64 points per contest. The Tigers give up 58.5 a game on the defensive end. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, it's Worcester and Mansfield Senior tied for first place at 4-1 in OCC play. After that, Lexington also is tied for the top spot at 4-1 in the conference. Ashland is 2-3. New Philadelphia 2-3 in the conference. Madison is 1-4. And West Holmes 0-5. In the IBC North Division, Malvern is in first place at 6-0, followed by Buckeye Trail at 4-2. East Kingston in Strasburg with 3-2 in the conference. Canton Valley 2-4. Newcomers down 1-4. TCC is 0-5. In the IBC South Division, Highland in first place at 5-0. Indian Valley in second place at 4-1 in the conference. Garaway is 3-2. Ridgewood is 2-2. Claymont 2-3. Sandy Valley 1-3. And Tuskegee Valley is 0-5. Overall around the area in boys basketball, Highland unbeaten at 8-0. Garaway is 8-4. Central Christian, a record of 6-2. Triway is 5-5. Wayndale is 2-8. Lathaville, a record of 2-8. And Danville is 1-4. Matt Quay alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. West Holmes on the road against the Mansfield Senior Tigers. Of course, tied for top spot in the OCC. A very talented Tigers ball club they're going to face tonight.
Yeah, this is a very, very athletic ball club here tonight. West Holmes, with their youth, will have their hands full trying to keep this not to turn into a track meet tonight. This team likes to run. West Holmes is going to have to defend the transition tonight, Matt.
Yeah, and the biggest thing also, as Ben Bello talked about, not defeating themselves for a young team like West Holmes when it comes to turnovers, but also, as he talked about, to keep them off the board so they're not getting those second-chance opportunities.
Rebounding will be big tonight here, because as Mansfield Senior rebounds well, and they are a very good rebounding team, that's when they like to get out and push the basketball. So West Holmes is going to have to keep them off the boards. And yes, there's a learning curve. This night's team is young. You got a lot of sophomores on the floor, not a senior on the team, Matt. So, you know, the experience comes with playing, and you need experience to play, and you got to play teams like Mansfield to get that experience. And, you know, for West Holmes tonight, they're going to have to control the things they can control and just play good basketball.
We'll see what happens here at the scene. We'll take a break. Come back to the national anthem, and Troy will have tonight's starting lineups after that on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and
Wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Renner West also play, of course, next Tuesday. They do not play on Friday. That game got rescheduled because of the Ohio State game. So they won't play Lexington Friday. Instead, it'll be off on Friday. They'll play next Tuesday in their next game, January 14th. It'll be a home game against Strasburg. And that and the Winnie Cup game against Lexington will be next Wednesday, the 15th. Mansfield Senior, they play their next game on Saturday. Their game also actually moved from Friday. They'll play Saturday a home game against Lima Senior in their next contest. And reminder also, we'll have girls basketball Thursday, Madison's at West Holmes. Friday, boys basketball, Highlands at Tri-Wing on YouTube and stream one only. We'll, of course, have that Ohio State-Texas game on the radio. And Saturday afternoon, girls basketball, Norwayne is at West Holmes. Tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And we'll be picking up the National Anthem here from live from the court.
We ask everyone now to please stand, remove your caps, and join in the singing of our national anthem.
Once again, tonight's National Anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For the Mansfield Senior Tiger tonight, they'll start out like this. They'll go with number zero, a 5'11 senior guard in Devontae Johnson. A 5'11 freshman guard is number one, Kalen Brooks. Wearing number 10 will be a 6'2 sophomore forward in Andrew Brooks. A 5'11 junior guard, number 11, Rashid Reed. And in the middle, four senior, a 6'1 senior forward wearing number 13, Keevy Roan for the Mansfield Tigers. For West Holmes tonight, your visitors on the scoreboard, they'll go like this. A 6'2 sophomore guard is number one. That's Nate Sprang. A 6'1" sophomore guard and number two, Cooper Maltridge. Wearing number three is a 5'10" sophomore guard. That's Zane Kinsey. A 6'1 sophomore guard, number five, is Billy Patton. And in the middle for West Holmes, they'll go with their 6'7" junior forward. That's number 31, Manny Camacho for the Knights.
And West Holmes, a record of 0-8 on the year. They're 0-5 in the OCC, coached by Ben Belden. In his second season, Mansfield Senior, a record of 7-1 overall. They're tied for first place at 4-1 in the OCC, and they're coached by Marquise Sykes. And tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and will have your car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Mac Quayle alongside Troy Fritz with tonight's broadcast. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blazin' Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM's YouTube page. That is courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. It is Jacob Heading producing tonight's live stream coverage. Aiden Garway working the camera. Just go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. Again, West Holmes at Mansfield Senior. We'll take another quick break. Come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
For West Holmes, wearing their road red jerseys and red shorts, white numerals in blue and white trim. Mansfield Senior, white jerseys and white shorts, orange numerals and black trim as well for this Mansfield Senior Tigers ball club. We talk about West Holmes being a young team. They've seen some bright spots this year, Troy, despite the no wins so far for them. Nate Sprang averaging just over 12 points per game. Manny Camacho, of course, 6'7 junior, averaging around 9 points per contest. And it'll host the sophomores for a team. So, again, a team kind of getting thrust into the action at the varsity level, but the guys certainly are shooting some bright spots at different times.
Well, they absolutely are. I mean, Camacho down low, and you got a guy that big inside, you've got a target to throw the ball into, so he's obviously going to be hard to score. We saw Nate Sprang play a lot as a freshman last year, saw the skill set there. So this team is developing. They're going to continue to get better, and there's some wins coming from the Knights, Matt. They just need to keep continuing to play good basketball.
No question. We'll see what happens tonight against, again, one of the top teams here in the Ohio Cardinal Conference from Mansfield Senior High School. Just about ready to get things underway. Again, reminder, we'll have girls basketball Thursday. Madison's at West Holmes. And Friday on YouTube and Stream 1 only, we'll have the Highland at Triway game at the new Triway High School Gymnasium. Then Saturday afternoon, we'll have girls basketball every afternoon. It'll be Norwayne at West Holmes for that. Jumping for West Holmes, Manny Camacho, a 6'7 junior. And also stepping at the midcourt line, getting set to get the jump for Mansfield Senior as Kyvie Roan. He's a 6'1 senior. Roan just 2 points away from getting 1,000 points for his career. So once he gets that basket, there'll be a brief stoppage in action.
Big time scorer.
No doubt, averaging 15 and a half a game and 10 and a half rebounds. So a double-double he's averaging on the season. Here's the whistle. Here's the toss won by the Tigers, going from left to right. Long pass inside, grabbed by Roan. His shot off the glass is going to be good right off the bat. Kyvie Roan banks it in, and that with that bucket will get him to 1,000 points for his basketball career. That didn't take long.
Now, they got that out of the way quick, and I think they wanted to. They wanted to go right to him inside, and congratulations to Mr. Roan. What an accomplishment, 1,000 points.
Terrific player, senior now, 6'1 senior. And again, averaging a double-double on the year, so not just a scorer.
No, he's not a scorer. He's an athlete and gets on the board. Nice ovation here from the crowd here at Mansfield, Matt.
Good to see that, because I've got the ceremonial basketball here. He's able to kind of put up in the air, gets his pictures, and good way to start things off here for the Tigers this evening.
Absolutely. West Holmes gets a little chance to reprieve here and talk about what they want to do, Matt.
No doubt. So 2-0 Mansfield Senior Tigers after the stoppage in action with Kyvie Roan, again getting to 1,000 points for his career with that basket, and that will get things back underway. And the Knights will indeed have it on the back baseline. McRoy alongside Troy Fritz with the call this evening from Mansfield Senior. It'll be Nate Sprang to win that against that full court pressure. Bounce pass goes to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich dribbles it at three-quarter score. Now takes it across the midcourt line, off his leg and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. He's trying to get it past Devontae Johnson. Instead, it'll be the first turnover on the Knights.
Yeah, senior's going to D up here full court. There's no doubt about that. So got to take care of the basketball.
Tigers have it going from left to right. Here's Kyvie Roan with it out top. Working against the 2-3 zone defense of West Holmes. Here's Johnson back in the left wing. Grabbed by Roan, back out top. Johnson in the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down from that right side. It'll be canned by Kalen Brooks. 5-0 Mansfield Senior. Westholz has the ball. They'll beat the press this time around. Kinsey has it high on the right side. Into the corner, received by Cooper Maltrich. His pass goes out top to Nate Spring. Inside, tried to force it in there to Mark Camacho, but stolen away. Here's Brooks. Pass inside too quick as he tried to throw it in on a fastball to Rashad Reed. It'll be a turnover on the Tigers.
Yeah, Westholz wants to go to Camacho inside here early. Westholz might need to knock down some outside shots to spread that defense out before they have a lot of success inside.
Embedded against that press to Cooper Maltrich. Knights with it down 5-0. 7-9 to play first quarter. Maltrich will take it across the midcourt. Working against Johnson. Bounce pass to Sprang. Sprang takes it to the baseline. Sprang head fake. Ishel Athales is going to be good.
Good strong move there by Sprang. Had the defender on his heels. Took him to the hole.
And now a 5-2 ball game. Tigers with the lead in the basketball. Pass goes right corner over to Brooks. Count top down on the pass to Roone. Three-pointer right wing up there by Rashad Reed. Off the mark. Rebound hauled in by Billy Penn. Knights at the basketball. Down by three. Here's Sprang to the front court. Pass goes left wing to Cooper Maltrich. Dribbles it to the corner. Spins around to the left wing. Maltrich to the foul circle. His 18-footer's up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Yeah, nice pull-up jumper there by Maltrich.
Westholz, a 4-0 run, down by one. Here's Brooks on the other end for the Tigers. His shot for the baseline up in the air. No good rebound. Put back up by Roone, no good. And the second effort going to be another rebound by Roone. He'll be fouled on that second shot attempt. And it'll send Kyvie Roone to the foul line to shoot two. First team foul on the Knights, and I believe that it will be indeed in the act of shooting.
Well, you mentioned he's not just a scorer. He's grabbed two rebounds here already in the ballgame tonight.
Showing it right there. First personal foul on Manny Camacho. Free throw is good by Kai Viron. Now has 3 points. Snapping a 4-0 Westholz run. 6-4 lead for the Tigers. 6:20 to play in the first. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good as well by Roone. He has 4-7-4 Mansfield Senior. Westholz ball. Here in the dribble by Zane Kinsey. Dribbles it across the midcourt line, working against Roone. Takes it to the right wing. Kinsey still with the dribble. Has it out top. Double team. Has the side of Camacho on the right block. Camacho shot up in the air. Left hand. That's good.
Yeah, good job by Kinsey to find Camacho off that double team.
His first two. Westholz down 7-6. Tigers have it out top. Here's Roone. Right side to Johnson. In the corner now to Kaylin Brooks. Brooks dribbles it right wing. Backs it up. Lobs it out top. She's back down by Kaylin Brooks near the midcourt line. Now to Brooks on the right side. Here's a dribble by Kaylin Brooks. Fumbles it. Picks it back up. Backs it up. His pass goes out top now to Rashad Reed on the left wing. Back to Johnson. His three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be knocked down by the left-hander, Devontae Johnson.
It was way downtown.
His first points in 10-6 lead now for Mansfield Senior. Knights basketball the other way. On the right side goes to Maltrich. Knocked loose from the floor and going to be stolen away by Kyvie Roone. Long pass inside goes to Rashad Reed. His layup blocked by Billy Patton, but Reed got his own rebound. Back out top to Roone. Nice look inside. Good pass, but deflected. And picked back up now by Brooks. Brooks, runner up in the air. Going to be no good by him. Rebound grabbed by Billy Patton. Hits the hand out to Maltrich into the front court. Play up by Westholz and Zane Kinsey block. Rebound by Cooper Maltrich. His putback is no good. Rebound finally grabbed inside. And it'll be picked up on the board by Andrew Brooks. Tigers basketball. They have a 10-6 lead. 4:49 to play in the first. On the left wing, then Johnson. Back in the corner finds Reed. Reed dribbles it. Back to Johnson high on the left side. Working against that 2-3 zone. Johnson to the foul line. Back out top to Roone. Cross-court pass to Reed. His three-pointer going to be knocked down again. Rashad Reed this time.
Shooting well from outside of the Tigers.
His first 3 points, 13-6. Mansfield Senior. And Ben Bellin did talk about that. This team, not just athletic, but they can shoot the ball.
Absolutely.
Knights ball. Here's Spring out top. Passes out of cutting Billy Patton. Back in the corner to Maltrich. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to Devontae Johnson. His long pass goes to Reed. He'll grab it. His layup going to be rejected by Nate Spring out of bounds.
Yeah, great hustle back down the floor by Nate Spring. Took out the cameraman on the block, too.
He did. Managed to stay on his feet.
Hey, everybody's all right down there.
That is good. It'll be Tigers basketball to inbound beneath their own backboard. Up 13-6, inbounded to the left corner to Rashad Reed. Out top to Kyvie Roone. Roone to the foul line. His 15-footer's up, and they're going to be good. Roone has 6, 15-6 Tigers. Nice basketball. Here's Zane Kinsey on the left wing. Kinsey dribbles it out top. Double team. His pass goes to Spring in the corner. Spring to the baseline under the bucket. His reverse layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Kyvie Roone. Tigers with it to the front court. Here's Andrew Brooks. Knocked loose and picked up in the corner now. by Caleb Brooks. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Brooks, however. Dumps to the side. Nice pass goes to Kyrie Roan, who banks it up and in. Timeout, West Holmes, 3.5 to play first quarter. Mansfield Senior 17 and West Holmes 6. This is OPC Basketball on WKLM.
Kime Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at kimehome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaze the Moles are helping to report all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. It'll be West Holmes basketball out of the timeout against that full court pressure of Mansfield Senior. Inbounded to Cooper Maltrich. He'll dribble it against Devontae Johnson. Maltrich across the half-court line. Shovels a pass on the left wing. Grabbed now on the near side by Preston Troyer. Dumps inside the spring. Back in the right wing. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Zane Kinsey. That'll be knocked down.
Yeah, got him a good look out on the wing. Zane knocked it down.
His first points. It'll be Tigers basketball up 17-9. Pass inside. Nice look. Goes over to Andrew Brooks. Reverse layup blocked by Camacho, and he got the rebound. Nice ball. Here's Nate Spring across the midcourt line. Dribbles the right wing. His pass goes over to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey back near midcourt. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Out top to Troyer. Back in the left corner to Cooper Maltrich. He'll dribble it left wing. Shovels it out top to Spring. Right wing back to Zane Kinsey. Out top Spring. Spring three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by Maltrich, however. And Knights basketball. Here's Troyer. Back to Maltrich high on the left side. His pass goes high on the right to Kinsey, though, and out of bounds. Unforced turnover. And for West Holmes, that'll be their fourth.
West Holmes done a good job trying to move the ball around, trying to find Kinsey out on the wing there. He's got the hot hand.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Tigers basketball, 2.5 to play first quarter. Here's the dribble by Johnson to the foul line. Nice look inside. Going to be grand. Shot up in the air. Going to be no good. And rebound grabbed by Preston Troyer. And it was after the missed shot inside by Brooks. It'll be Knights basketball. Pass inside to Camacho. Knocked out of bounds. Off of the Tigers. West Holmes will keep the ball.
And Devontae Johnson done a good job getting back to cut off that pass on the baseline.
Maltrich to inbound for West Holmes. Beneath the own backboard. Down 17-9. Looking to inbound. Does so into the basket, goes to Maltrich, but stolen away from Camacho. The steal by Roan, who's inside, goes to a streaking Rashad Reed. His layup, though, no good. Rebound grabbed by Nate Spring. Knight's ball. Spring has it stolen away by Devontae Johnson. His layup left hand, that is going to be good. Devontae Johnson has 5, 19-9 Knights. West Holmes ball here, Spring to the front court. His pass goes to Kinsey, high on the left. Over to Preston Troyer on the near corner. Troyer dribbles the left wing. His pass goes cross court, high on the right to Kinsey. Now over to Nate Spring on the right wing. Out top to Maltrich. This three-pointer going to be in and out. No good rebound grabbed by Devontae Johnson. Tigers with it. Johnson dribbles it out top. Poke loose by Camacho. And the steal now by Preston Troyer. Knights with it the other way. Troyer on the fast break. Has it stripped away out of bounds by Johnson. It should stay with West Holmes, though.
Had a two-on-one run out. He just couldn't get the ball. He had Kinsey in the left block, but good defense.
So Knights will keep it. And get total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. It'll be Spring to him at a beneath thrown backboard into the corner to Manny Camacho. He'll find Cooper Maltrich on the right point. Back in the corner to Spring. His three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Kalen Brooks. Tigers with it. They have a 19-9 advantage. Crooks lost a pass inside, going to be deflected out of bounds off the arm of Jameer Pearson, and the Tigers will have their third turnover.
You can see Senior likes to get out and run the floor, just like we talked about. They get the chance, they're going to get in transition.
Very quick. As now Preston Troyer checking out, still kind of battling through an ankle injury he suffered throughout the course of this first half of the year. Billy Patton back in, and Camacho checking out, and Keston McKinney, 6'2 sophomore, in for West Holmes. Focal pressure is on, ball thrown over to the hands of Sprang. He'll grab it, pass to the front court now to Billy Patton. Patton to the baseline, his shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound put back by Sprang, no good. Rebound finally snatched away by Rome. Long pass to the front court, goes over to Kalen Brooks. Three-pointer by Devon Johnson's no good. Rebound ripped down, a put back going to be no good inside by Pearson. Rebound finally grabbed by Billy Patton. Knights had the ball. Here's Sprang with it. 40 seconds in counting, first quarter. Sprang has a poke loose, dribbles it again, gets the handoff to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey near the midcourt line. His pass goes to Patton high on the right side. Patton dribbles it against Brooks. Cross-court pass, Maltrich into the corner to Zane Kinsey. 25 seconds. Now top to Maltrich, but stolen away instead by Kyvie Roan. His layup going to be good. Some contact, no foul, but he still got it to go. Ball thrown in, going to be stolen away by Roan again. His putback, no good, but he's going to be fouled after the steal. And it'll send Kyvie Roan to the foul line to shoot two.
Kyvie Roan is everywhere. He is so athletic and quick.
He is showing that already. 10 points already in this first quarter. Second team foul, West Holmes. Maltrich has his first personal.
Roan doing it with his defense as well, Matt.
And that free throw, no good. 75% free throw shooter on the year for the 6'1 senior. Again, averaging a double-double. So it'll be Devontae Johnson out and in as Rashad Reed. 21-9 lead for Mansfield Senior. 13 seconds to play in the first. Second free throw by Roan is up. That is good. Splits the pair. He has 11. And batted to Maltrich. Down the 10 seconds. Maltrich across the midcourt line. Down the 7. Poke loose. Left wing. Maltrich, 5 seconds. Double team. Pass to the corner to Kinsey. His 3-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound will be grabbed inside by Jameer Pearson to close out the first quarter. At the end of one, it is Mansfield Senior 22 and West Holmes 9. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy France, where West Holmes was 1 of 6 on 3-point tries. Mansfield Senior 3 for 6 for 50% shooting. The Knights were 3 for 7 from 2-point range for 42%. The Tigers 5 for 14 for 35%. And Mansfield Senior 3 of 4 for the foul line, 75%. Now West Holmes did not attempt the foul shot. And Mansfield Senior also out-rebounding West Holmes 11-9. 8 turnovers for West Holmes, 3 for the Tigers in that first quarter of action. Meanwhile, ball thrown away by the Knights to be stolen by Jameer Pearson. His layup no good on the other end, though. Rebound by Maltrich to begin the second quarter. Knights ball. Kinsey to the front court. Has it out top. Poke loose. He'll grab it again. Pass past to Keston McKinney out top on the right side to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich pass inside goes to McKinney. Inside to Camacho. His layup going to be no good, but he drew a foul. It'll be Manny Camacho to the basket. He'll go to the foul line now.
Yeah, great ball movement by the Knights and good movement without the basketball by Camacho going to the hole. That's the way you do it.
First team foul on the Tigers here to begin the second quarter of action. And that'll be the first foul period on them so far. The free throw up and good by Manny Camacho. Nye Petty. So Camacho has 3 first-half points. 22-10 Mansfield Senior. That free throw up, that's going to be good as well by Camacho. He has 4. 6'7 junior averaging 9 points per game. Tigers basketball facing some focal pressure of West Holmes. Now, it'll be Kyvie Roan to the front court. Bounce pass to the corner to Reed. Reed to the lane. Head fake, spins around. Nice move. His layup was good.
Oh, that was a great move. Hesitation fake.
Reed has five. 24-11 lead for the Tigers. West Holmes ball. Sprang with the pass left wing to Maltrich. Maltrich spins around to the baseline. His shot up in the air off the glass. No good. Rebound snapped to the floor. Grabbed by Nate Sprang. Sprang shot for the foul line up in the air. He'll knock it down.
Second chance points for the Knights. Been few and far between.
Took advantage of it that time. Sprang has four. Tigers ball. Pass the corner to Kalen Brooks. Up 24-13. Out top to Roan. To Brooks. Brooks three-pointer for the left wing. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Maltrich. Knights ball down 24-13. 6:40 to play. Second quarter. Maltrich to the front court. Bounce pass goes to Kenzie. He'll back it up out top. Lobs it inside to Camacho. Grabs it. His layup is going to be good.
Yeah, great recognition. Camacho had position. They got him the ball.
He has six. Now West Holmes down 24-15. Tigers with it. Here's Roan to the front court. Working against Kenzie. Pass left wing. Goes to Pearson. To the foul line. Out top to Roan. Jab step. Shovels a pass right side to Kalen Brooks. Back out top to Rashad Reed now. Back to Brooks on the right point. Brooks deeply put her up in the air. Going to be good.
He has some range.
NBA range that time. Brooks has 6 points on 2 3-pointers. 27-15 Tigers. West Holmes ball. Here's Sprang. Bounce pass goes over to Kinsey on the right wing. On the left wing, back on the near side. Here's Kinsey. Off the pass from Maltrich. Back in the corner to Nate Sprang. His 3-pointer's up in the air. He'll knock it down.
Got him a wide open look. Sprang starting to stroke the ball.
He has seven. Tigers with it. Drive, runner off the glass, going to be no good by Nye Petty. Rebound by Camacho. West Holmes ball down 27-18. Kinsey on the left wing. He'll have it. Crosser pass to Maltrich. He'll dribble to the foul circle. Now to Keston McKinney on the right point. McKinney to the foul line. Head fake, pass inside, deflected back to him. McKinney, now the runner up in the air by McKinney. Going to be no good. Rebound pick up by Camacho, no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Keston McKinney. His shot going to be no good, but he's going to be fouled. As he mentioned, second chance opportunities. Now Keston McKinney to the foul line.
McKinney being very active here, coming off the bench, giving the Knights a nice little spark.
Second team foul on the Tigers in this second quarter of action. And Keston McKinney, 6'2 sophomore, averaging just under 2.5 points per game.
All of a sudden, West Holmes has got 3 second chance opportunities here in this quarter.
Being active, first personal on Rashad Reed. That free throw up going to be no good by the left-hander in Keston McKinney. Stay tuned tonight after the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Sunning Supply. And McKinney now for a second free throw attempt. That's up in the air. That's going to be good. Splits the pair. His first point. 1 point for Mansfield Senior Basketball up 27-19 to the front court. Here's Kyvie Roan. Out top down to Devontae Johnson. Left wing to Rashad Reed. His 3-pointer's up there. Going to be no good. Rebound chased down to the opposite corner by Roan. Roan to the baseline. His pass thrown away. The steal by Zane Kenzie. The fifth turnover on the Tigers. Kenzie pass inside goes to Walters. His layup is going to be no good off the rim. Rebound fought for and finally grabbed by Brooks. Tigers basketball. Brooks now to the right wing. Spins around to the corner. Now his 3-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Will be chased back down by Rashad Reed. And a foul called on Keston McKinney. First team foul, West Holmes. McKinney has his first.
And West Holmes missed an opportunity down there. Zane Kinsey did a really good job beating the defense and finding the player down on the baseline. Just missed the shot.
Had their chance. Couldn't knock it down near the basket. As Sprang will get a rest. And checking in for him, Billy Patton. Embedded goes to a cutting Andrew Brooks. Cut off. Out top down to Rashad Reed. Back in the corner. Here's Johnson. Nice look inside to Kyvie Roan. He'll make it up and in.
Yeah, left him alone on the block.
He has 13, 29-19 lead for Mansfield Senior. Presses on. Now it'll be Kinsey in the backcourt as he works against Johnson across the midcourt line. Kinsey near the midcourt line. Spins around top of the key. Picks it up. His pass can be stolen away by Rashad Reed. Reed on the fast break, spins around. His shot off the last is good. Reed has 7-4 in the quarter, 31-19 Tigers. Nice ball against the pressure. Billy Patton in the backcourt working against Kalen Brooks. Patton, the 3-quarter score now across the midcourt line. His pass left wing, the Cooper Walters threw his hands though and out of bounds. West Holmes has the turnover. That'll be their 10th.
Mansfield Senior just makes you play a little faster than you want to play, and that's when these kind of mistakes happen, Matt.
They're good at doing that, and up 31-19 as a result. Just past the midway mark of the second quarter. Tigers have it. Here's Kyvie Roan. Roan outs off against that zone. Pass goes right wing to Rashad Reed. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound to Camacho. And Spring back in the ballgame. He'll dribble it across the midcourt line. Gets the handoff to Moltrich. Back to Spring in the corner. Through his legs, though, out of bounds. And it'll be the 11th turnover. And West Olds again is trying to navigate against that double team in the left wing.
Yeah, they do. They're double teaming outside the perimeter. Just hard to get the ball inside for West Holmes right now.
Half-court defense on by the Knights. Kyvie Roan will take it himself into the front court for the Tigers. Against that zone, pass right wing to Devontae Johnson. To the corner to Brooks. Back to Johnson between the circles. Johnson to the foul line. He'll be bumped and fouled by Moltrich. Second team foul, West Holmes. Moltrich has his second.
Yeah, good foul. Got him up on top there before he was able to drive it into the basket.
So Devontae Johnson to inbound him. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Inbounded out top goes to Kyvie Roan. His three-pointers up in the air going to be good. He can do it all.
That's Kyvie his Roan. First one for the night.
Ball inbounded, stolen away by Brooks. His shot no good. By Caleb Brooks. Rebound, however, by Devontae Johnson. Johnson's pass goes inside, goes to Brooks. That Kyvie Roan, I should say, he'll make it up and in. Roan, another basket. Timeout, West Holmes. 2:55 to play. Mansfield Senior 36, West Holmes 19. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. And one of the many things, the reason why this Tigers team is good, is the fact that they'll shoot the ball really from anywhere, and they can make it from anywhere.
Well, they will fire up shots. They probably put up twice as many as West Holmes. They're not afraid to shoot it from behind the arc, like you just said, and they can make it, Matt.
Knights basketball out of the timeout. Here's Nate Spring with it in the backcourt against that press. Takes it across the midcourt line. Sprang takes it on the right side. Spins around, outs off. Double team. Picks it up. His pass to Camacho. Left wing back to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey back to Camacho. Grabs it on the left block. His shot up and no good. Rebound by Patton. Puts it back up. That is going to be good. And a foul. Billy Patton on the putback and a chance for a three-point play.
Great offensive board by Patton and a putback. That's what West Holmes need to crank, crawl their way back into this ballgame.
Patton's first two of the night. Third team foul on Mansfield Senior here in the second quarter.
Knight's doing a good job getting the ball inside to Camacho. He's not been able to finish every time, but they are getting him touches inside, which is what your coach Belton say they wanted to do tonight.
Absolutely, trying to suck that defense in. Free throw no good by Patton. Rebound chased down by Devontae Johnson. Johnson pass to the front court. Inside of the corner, goes over to Rashad Reed. His three-pointers up in the air going to be good.
Wide open.
He buries it for the second time, his second three-pointer. 39-21 Tigers. Nate Spring to the front court. Picks it up. Looking. His pass going to be stolen away. Can't get away with that pass against this team. Here's Brooks. Layup on the other end. That's going to be good.
That was telegraphed.
Brooks has 8. 41-21 Tigers. Nice basketball. 2 minutes to play in the half. Zane Kinsey. Pass out top to Nate Spring. He'll dribble it. Picks it up. Pass inside to Camacho, but deflected and stolen away by Brooks. His pass goes high in the air and out of bounds. Go behind the back flip.
Hit the guy in the front row there. They like to run it so much, they'll throw it anywhere. He was open, too.
Yeah, he was. Fifth turnover on the Tigers compared to 14 for the Knights. Knights ball, they're down by 20 at 41-21. Spraying to win minute here at side court. His pass goes cross court to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey has it on the right wing against Rashad Reed. Dribbles it out top. He'll find Troyer inside Camacho. Camacho to the paint. Steps it in. His shot up going to be no good, but gets called for traveling, trying to make that move against Kyvie Roan.
Tough call there. Does a good, strong move by Camacho.
It'll be the 15th Knights turnover. Tigers have it. Here is Kyvie Roan to the front court against that 2-3 zone. Roan on the left wing. Pass goes to the corner to Rashad Reed. He'll dribble it to the foul line. Now back out top. Pass pass to Johnson, right wing. Johnson to the foul line. Dumps inside. Nice look. Goes over to Andrew Brooks, who makes the layup.
And good give and go.
Brooks has two, 43-21, Mansfield Senior. Knights with it. Here's Sprang. Has it knocked loose, but a reach-in foul called that time on Devontae Johnson. That'll be his first 14th foul on the Tigers.
They just keep coming at you with the defense. They don't let up.
Definitely quick hands going for those steals. That time they got a piece of the body on that steal attempt. Nate Sprang to win that here at side court. He'll do so to Preston Troyer. Back to Nate Sprang. 108 to play in counting first half. Sprang to the front court. Has it stolen away by Devontae Johnson. He got it that time. Johnson to the basket. His layup is blocked by Sprang. Knocks it out of bounds.
Good hustle play by Nate Sprang after the steal. He got back and played defense.
So Tigers to inbound beneath their own backboard, up 43-21. Inbounded out top to Kyvie Roan. He'll corral it. Roan dribbles it to the foul line. To Lane. His shot up going to be no good. Rebound by Camacho. Atlas the pass down to Maltrich. Maltrich on the fast break. Knocked out of bounds by Reed, but Westholz will have the basketball.
Not only does Mansfield do well in transition, they get back in transition defense, Matt.
They run hard and they play hard.
They are quick.
It'll be Cooper Maltrich. Inbounds to the corner to Manny Camacho. Back over to Nate Sprang on the right point. Spring under a minute to play in the second quarter. Hands it off out top to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich on the right wing. He'll find Zane Kinsey. Now Patton with it. Dribbles it out top. Patton spins around. Back in the far corner. Goes over to Cooper Maltrich. Back inside to Camacho. His layup off the last is good.
Good give and go.
Camacho has 8:25 seconds to play in county. 43-23 Mansfield Senior. Tigers have it. And here's Roan to the front court. Maybe looking for that final shot of the half. Reminder, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton communication team of Jacob Henning as well as Aiden Garbrandt tonight. Here's Roan to the foul line. To Lane, nice pass inside to Brooks. His layup was good.
Same as before.
No doubt. 2 seconds, one inbounded, and no shot. And that'll do it here for the first half. Halftime score for Mansfield Senior. The Tigers have a 45-23 lead over Westholz. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get big savings to warm up your winter all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast, $4.98 a pound, 81% lean fresh ground chuck, $3.98 a pound. We also have USDA Inspected Bone-In Pork Loin Chops, $2.78 a pound, USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak, $10.98 a pound, 16-ounce Ocean Perch, $6.98, 6-ounce Sushi, $3.98, Red Ripe Florida Strawberries, $3.99, and a 3-pound bag of Golden Delicious McIntosh, Gala, Rome, Fuji, or Eastern Grown Red Delicious Apples, $2 for $6. It's all now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
It is halftime for Mansfield Senior. The Tigers have a 45-23 advantage over the Knights. As for Mansfield Senior, they had a 22-9 lead after one, outscoring the Knights 23-14 in the second quarter. And again, Mansfield Senior, that 45-23 advantage at halftime. Leading away for them was Kyrie Roan. Of course, the first basket he made in the game was put him up to 1,000 points for his career, and he kept going after that. Kyrie Roan in that first half going 1-for-1 from beyond the three-point line, also 6-for-9 from two-point range, and also 3-for-4 for the foul line. Roan had 18 first half points to lead all scorers. Also scoring in the first half in double figures, that was Rashad Reed, as Reed was 2-for-5 from downtown and also 2-of-4 from two-point range. Reed had 10 first half points. 8 points also scored by Kalen Brooks. He knocked down a pair of three-pointers. 4 points for Andrew Brooks and 5 for Devontae Johnson, rounding out the Tigers' total of 45. For West Olds, leading the way, that was Manny Camacho, as the big man in that first half went 3-for-5 from two-point range and 2-for-2 from the foul line. Manny Camacho had 8 first half points, and also Nate Spring was 1-for-2 from three-point distance and 2-for-4 from two-point range, as Spring had 7 first half points. After that, 3 points by Zane Kenzie, 2 for Cooper Maltrich, also 2 points for Billy Patton, and Keston McKinney chipped in with 1, and that rounded out the 23-point total for the Knights. Halftime score, Mansfield Senior 45 and West Holmes 23. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. From three-point range for West Holmes in that first half, they would go 2 of 7 for 28%, while Mansfield Senior was 6 of 13 for 46%. From two-point range, West Holmes 7 of 17, that's good for 41%, while Senior went 12 of 24 for 50%. From the free throw line, the Knights 3 of 5 for 60%. Tigers were 3 of 4 for 75%. West Holmes gained a slight rebounding advantage, 18-17 over Mansfield. West Holmes committed 16 turnovers. The Tigers just 5.
For West Holmes, individually rebounding leaders, 4 rebounds for Manny Camacho, also 4 boards for Billy Patton, and 4 rebounds for Cooper Maltrich. She had 2 at the offensive end. And for Mansfield Senior, 5 rebounds for Kyvie Roan. He had 3 at the offensive end, and 3 rebounds in the first half apiece for Andrew Brooks and Jameer Pearson. Halftime score, Mansfield Senior, a 45-23 advantage for West Holmes, and very quick, and they can shoot the ball.
They're quick. Their defense is actually really, really good, Matt. I mean, they're attacking West Holmes. West Holmes getting in the half-court set, but Mansfield Senior, they're getting the turnovers off that first pass. They're not letting the offense get into that flow, and when West Holmes have been able to get their second and third pass, they've had some good opportunities, good looks. They scored the basketball, but it's the turnovers out on the perimeter that West Holmes has got to fix.
And you mentioned that when they got into the half-court set, when he's been able to get inside to Manny Camacho, but good things typically have happened in that situation.
Well, they have. I mean, on a couple of give and goes, he's got good looks at the basket, even some shots that he did make, he got good opportunities. So West Holmes is executing their game plan. We heard Coach Belden say they really wanted to try to work the ball inside. And the night guards, again, when they're getting past that first line of defense, are doing a good job beating the defense. Kenzie's got some good looks. Maltrich is playing good out there. So West Holmes just needs to keep plugging away here, keep attacking the defense, just take care of the basketball.
Halftime score, it is Mansfield Senior 45 and West Holmes 23. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Oh. Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
And just about ready for the start of the second half, reminder again, we are video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Jacob Henning and Aiden Garbrand. You can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com as well. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. As he gets set for the start of the third quarter, the Tigers will have the ball first inside court, going from right to left. Inbounded to Kyvie Rome. Roan dribbles it to the front court. Roan has it out top against Nate Spring. Gets the handoff to Rashad Reed high on the right. Reed, top of the key, now to the foul line. Lane, back in the corner now. The dribble by Andrew Brooks. Out top, back to Roan. Roan to the foul line. Back in the corner, goes over to Johnson. His three-pointer is going to be good. Devontae Johnson has now 8 points. His second three-pointer he's buried tonight. 48-23 Tigers. Nice ball. Gets the press. Ball thrown away by Maltrich. Stolen by Johnson. Back to Kyvie Roan. His layup was good. Roan up to 20 points. 50-23 lead for Mansfield Senior.
He's 7-10 from the floor. Very efficient night for Roan.
Again, Roan going over 1,000 points for his career tonight. Hooper Maltrich has it for West Holmes across the timeline this time. His pass goes to Kenzie. Into the corner to Billy Patton. Patton looking, dribbles it, out top now to Zane Kenzie. Kenzie on the left point, crossover. Still with the dribble, now the pass goes right side to Cooper Maltrich. And gets called for traveling. And for West Holmes, that'll be their 18th turnover tonight.
Tigers just keep extending their defense out wide.
A minute into the third quarter, Tigers ball up 50-23. Kyvie Roan to the front court. Coles out the play, working against Nate Spring. On the left wing to Kalen Brooks. Brooks out top. Back in the left corner goes to Johnson. Head fake, Johnson, drive to the paint. Johnson, layup off the last is good. Johnson has 5 in the quarter, now 10 for the ballgame. 52-23 Tigers. Knights with it, here's Maltrich. Out top to Kenzie, left wing to Nate Spring. Out top to Kenzie. Back on the right side goes to Patton. Picks it up. Cross-court pass to Nate Spring, high on the left. Dribbles it. He'll find Maltrich near the midcourt line. Picks it up too soon. He'll find Patton on the left side. Patton spins around out top. Patton spins around. His pass goes into the hands now of Zane Kenzie near that midcourt line. On the right wing to Nate Spring. Jab step, Spring. Shovels it out top and stolen away. Steal by Andrew Brooks. His layup off the glass is good. Brooks now has 6 points. 54-23 Tigers. Knights with it. Here's Kinsey in the left wing. Back in the corner to Maltrich. Maltrich to the baseline. His shot up is no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Kyvie Roan. Baseball pass to the front court goes to streaking Kalen Brooks, who lays it up no good. Rebound snatched away by Nate Spring. Knights with a long pass by Maltrich to Billy Patton. Patton drives the lane. His shot up is going to be no good. Rebound fought for and finally picked up by Kyvie Roan. Tigers with it to the front court. Kalen Brooks to the foul line. In the corner goes to Rashad Reed. His three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Billy Patton. West Holmes with it again. Here's Zane Kenzie. Hands it off to Patton. And what? Going to be a half-court violation going to be called by the far official, and West Holmes is going to have their 20th turnover tonight, and 4 of those now in the quarter.
Yeah, they've got a batch up here to start out the contest. Billy Patton had a really nice drive that last time down. West Holmes just couldn't get the ball in the hole, Matt.
He's got to finish it off, but again, good execution before that. It'll be Tigers basketball on the right side. Goes out top now to Devontae Johnson. He'll find Brooks on the right side. Kalen Brooks has it, backs it up. Drive to the lane. His layup off the last going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by Devontae Johnson. Nice look. Pass goes over to Andrew Brooks, who banks it up and in. Andrew Brooks now up to 8-4 in the quarter. 56-23 Tigers. Here's Maltrich with it for the Knights to the foul line. Dumps it inside to Camacho. His shot up going to be no good. Rebound to Kyvie Roan. Tigers on the fast break. Roan on the right point. Pass inside goes to Andrew Brooks. Now over to Rashad Reed. Reed to the baseline. His shot blocked by Billy Patton. He got the rebound. Into the front court. Now to Nate Spring. Spring to the bucket. Head fake. His shot rejected by Devontae Johnson, and he got the board. Johnson to the front court. Nice little pass again to Rashad Reed. He makes it up and in. They're getting fancy. Reed now has 12, 58-23 lead for Mansfield Senior. Pass deflected on the pass by Maltrich, stuck to the bounds. Knights will keep it.
Playing a little free out there right now, aren't they, Matt?
Yes, they are. Very impressive. There's a reason why this team tied for the top spot in a tough OCC conference.
They are indeed good.
Nate Spring to inbound it. Running clock now in the third quarter. 45 and counting. And finally going to be a timeout call by West Holmes. 3:42 to go. Mansfield Senior out on top, 58-23. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Remember to stay tuned immediately following the game for high school scoreboard tonight on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Nice ball out of the timeout. And side court, Nate Spring to inbound it. He does so to Manny Camacho. Corrals it. Camacho looking for somebody to pass it to. Nobody open. Now the handoff goes to Zane Kinsey. He'll dribble the right wing. Bounce pass to Patton on the right side. Back out top to Maltrich. His pass left wing. Out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover again to make it a little quicker than you want to, as you talked about, Troy, and another example of that right there.
Well, they do. They force you into playing at a pace you're not comfortable with. Spring zigged, and the pass zagged, and there you got another turnover.
And simply pull in and remain in your vehicle and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about their Start Right Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Tigers basketball to have it out top. And Nye Petty in the game now, 6'2 senior. Hands it off to Devontae Johnson, averaging just over 6 points per game and 2 rebounds per contest. Johnson, top of the key. It's more of a 3-2 zone defense this time. And around the foul line to Petty, but stolen away. And it'll be just a 6 turnover on the Tigers tonight. 2.5 to play, third quarter. Kinsey on the right wing, dribbles it to the corner. Spins around to the baseline. Kinsey, nice look inside to Camacho. Has it blocked inside, but he drew the foul. Manny Camacho, and he'll go to the foul line.
Give and go, good recognition by Kinsey. He went baseline, saw Camacho cut in the paint. Good pass.
First foul for either team in this quarter as the running clock into effect down to 2:10 and counting. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. The player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink. Custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. First free throw, no good by Camacho. That last foul was on Kerryon Brown. That free throw is good. On the second attempt, Camacho has 9.
3 of 4 from the line.
58-24, Mansfield senior, 1:45 to play, third quarter. Tigers basketball. Here's Johnson with it high on the right. Out top to Jameer Pearson. Back on the left side to LeBron Williams. Around the foul line, goes over to Nye Petty. Inside the paint, spins around, back out top. Deep three-pointer by Jameer Pearson. In and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Nate Fair. Just a Nate sprang with that rebound. His pass to midcourt, stolen away by LeBron Williams. His shot blocked by Patton. Rebound goes to Nate Spring. Knights with it. Spring dribbles the pass down to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich dribbles behind his back and across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing. Now to the corner. To the baseline. Spins around to the right block. Maltrich. Pass deflected and stolen away. On the fast break. Pass across the lane. Goes out of bounds on the pass by Kerryon Brown. And that'll be the 7th turnover on Mansfield Senior.
Yeah, both teams trading turnovers there.
45 seconds in counting in the third. Again, running clock. Inbounded to Nate Spring. Spring, 7 points on the night. Has not scored in the third quarter. His pass to the front court to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey to the foul line. Picks the left wing to McKinney. Back out top to Zane Kinsey. 25 seconds. Kinsey out top. Double team. Nowhere to go and stolen away. Nye Petty to the basket. He'll slam it home. Nye Petty, his first 2 points of the night. He makes the most of them. Camacho on the other end. His shot for the block is up. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be chased down by Cooper Maltrich. 5 seconds. Maltrich will throw it away. Stolen by Devontae Johnson. Johnson passes inside, goes to Brown. His shot up. Going to be waved off. Did not get it off in time. That'll do it for the third quarter. At the end of 3, it is Mansfield Senior 60 and West Holmes 24. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Mansfield Senior outscore West Holmes 15-1 in that third quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes did not attempt a three-point shot. Mansfield Senior, however, 1-for-3 for 33%. The Tigers also a scorching 67% from two-point range, since it was 6-for-9 on their shooting there. West Holmes 0-for-4. The Knights 1-of-2 for the foul line for 50%. The Tigers did not attempt the foul shot. Each team had 6 rebounds in the third quarter. 9 turnovers for West Holmes and 2 for Mansfield Senior. Knights basketball to begin the fourth. Nate Springs pass to the corner, knocked out of bounds, and it'll be West Holmes basketball. But again, Tigers doing a good job stepping in on those, really denying those passes all night long as well.
Absolutely, not letting them get anything inside. Second line of defense is doing a good job.
Pass goes out top, and nobody looking for it, and stolen away. Stolen right back by Maltrus, though. His pass goes to Camacho. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound put back by Camacho, going to be no good this time, but he will draw a foul.
Ball just not wanting to drop in the hole for the Knights here, Matt.
It is not. Manny Camacho to the foul line now. First team foul on Mansfield Senior of the quarter. Second personal on Devontae Johnson. Manny Camacho, 6'7", junior. Of course, Kent State commit for baseball. And that free throw good. Makes it 10 points tonight for him. Running clock into the fourth quarter. 60-25 Mansfield Senior. That free throw is up, going to be good as well. 11 for Camacho tonight. Tigers have it. Jameer Pearson to the front court. On the right point now, three-pointer for the air by Kerryon Brown is knocked down.
They got a lot of kids that can shoot the rock.
They do. Brown's first 3 points of the night, 63-26 Tigers. Here's Maltrich with it for the Knights. Into the front court, Maltrich to the left wing. Bounce pass goes to Dean Spring. Double team, Spring falls down and out of bounds off of Brown. It will stay with West Holmes.
Spring did a great job splitting the defenders right there. Just didn't stay on his feet. Luckily, West Holmes will get the ball back.
Lost that balance, and there'll be a Moultrich down to inbound. Lobs it in the hands of Camacho. Out top, Keston McKinney. He lost it and stolen away by Kerryon Brown. Brown on the fast break, and he'll lay up off the glass. That's going to be good. Full double clutch, and he laid it in. 65-26, Mansfield Senior. Sprang to the corner. Falls down, gets a pass off out top, and stolen away. Brown has it. Down to the foul line. Back to the corner. And the three-pointer goes up in the air by Knight. Petty, he'll can it from deep.
It's contagious.
Petty now a three-pointer to add to his dunk he's gotten in the second half. 68-26, Tigers. Here's Maltrich. Pass inside to McKinney. McKinney shot off the last, going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. It'll be picked up by LeBron Williams. Long pass by Williams. Goes over to Pearson. Makes it in and a foul on Billy Patton. And it'll be Pearson to the foul line with a chance for a three-point play.
They continue to get out and run the floor effectively.
First team foul of the Knights. First personal on Billy Patton. Jameer Pearson into the scoring column. His first 2 points of the night. And it'll be a timeout, 70-26, Mansfield Senior, 5:15 to play. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM. Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Free throw by Pearson, no good out of the timeout. Rebound goes to Manny Camacho. Knights have it. Camacho now dribbles it, a three-quarter score. Bumped, grabs it again. His pass goes to Cooper Maltrich. Long pass to the front court, down to Nate Spring. Spring to the basket. His layup off the last is going to be good. Spring has 9, his first points of the second half. Tigers with the other end, goes to Kerryon Brown. His layup off the last, no good. Rebound to Nate Spring. His outlet pass down to Cooper Maltrich. 4:44 to play in the fourth. Moltrich left wing, dribbles it, drive. Moltrich layup off the last, no good. Rebound by Camacho. No, it'll be grabbed instead by Nye Petty. Petty to the front court. He dribbled off his leg and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Eight of those for the Tigers tonight. West Holmes has 23 by comparison. Actually, I think 28, I should say. Recount that. Knights have it. Here's Cooper Moltrich to the front court. His pass goes left point in the hands of Nate Spring. Spring out top. His pass to Camacho finds Patton. Patton dribbles the top of the key. Down to Kesta McKinney. His three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound knocked to the floor, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of the Tigers. West Holmes will keep it. Running clock under 4 minutes and counting. And stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Patton, pass to the corner, goes to Nate Spring. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound tipped out top and chased down by Jameer Pearson. Pearson, lob pass, grabbed by Petty. His layup no good. Rebound goes to Cooper Moltrich. Now Spring to the foul line. Spring, runner up of the air, going to be good. Spring has 11, 70-30 lead for Mansfield Senior. 3:20 to go. Pearson to the front court. Guarded by Billy Patton. Dribbles it down to the foul line. Pearson, 13-footer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Williams. Came out of bounds to get it. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good. Meanwhile, by Ruth. Rebound grabbed inside by Nate Spring. Here's Spring out top. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be good.
Nate Spring caught fire here.
7 points for him and in the fourth quarter. 14 for the ballgame. Ball stolen away by Spring. His layup going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Spring again. Put back by Spring is good. Spring still playing hard out there. 70-35 the score. 2.5 to play. LeBron Williams, the 5'9 freshman for the basketball for the Tigers. His shot off the last going to be good in the foul on Cooper Moltrich. That'll send Williams to the foul line. A chance for a three-point play. Moltrich's third personal foul. LeBron Williams' first two of the night.
We talked about LeBron earlier. You thought earlier today he was going to call LeBron James, maybe? I don't know.
That's right. Definitely a good basketball name to say the least.
Absolutely.
You guys will check in here. It'll be Quincy Camacho is out there, 6'4", freshman. Also, Marshall Yoder, 5'9", freshman for West Holmes. Roden McCauley, 6'3", sophomore. That free throw good by Williams. Also out there is Noah Getchy, 5'10", junior for West Holmes, as well as Andy Stryker. He's a 5'6", freshman. Noah Getchy on the right wing, 1.5 to go. And a Marshall Yoder inside Quincy Camacho. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Jameer Pearson. Then he'll be fouled after that.
And number 13, Andy Stryker.
Third team foul. West Holmes in the quarter. 1:12 and counting. And that last foul going to be on Getchy. Tigers basketball. Here's Petty. Drive to the lane. His layup going to be good and a foul on Quincy Camacho. And Nye Petty to the foul line. Petty now has 7 points all coming in the second half.
A lot of quickness on this Tigers team here. I'm sure that showdown with Lexington coming up here down the road is going to be a good one.
I think so. And they don't seem to get any slower when they come off the bench, Troy.
No, they don't. They've got depth.
That free throw going to be good. Got the bounce, Nye Petty. 76-35, Mansfield Senior. Here's Marshall Yoder for the Knights. Picks it up. Pass right side goes to Noah Getchy. Dumps inside to Quincy Camacho, who makes it up and in.
Great look by Getchy.
19 seconds and counting. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the contest. That player receives the free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesdale. 5 seconds in counting as Pearson will dribble out the clock, and Mansfield Senior gets the convincing win tonight on their home floor. by the final score of 76-37. The Tigers improved now to 8-1. They've won three straight. They're 5-1 on top of the OCC. And West Ole's now 0-9 overall. They're 0-6 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Again, the final score, Mansfield Senior 76, West Ole's 37. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are interested in helping a child or a grandchild prepare to pay for college, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I can help you set up a 529 college savings plan, which offers great tax incentives when the funds are used for qualified education expenses. Call or stop by my office at 212 North Washington Street in Millersburg.
It is a final for Mansfield Senior, and the Tigers get the win 76-37 over West Holmes. Mansfield Senior jumped out to a 22-9 lead after one and never looked back. They led 45-23 at halftime, 16-24 through three, and they win the game 76-37. to 37 over the Knights. For Mansfield Senior leading the way for them, they finished up with three players in double figures, and it was Kyvie Roan who led the way, a night where he would score the first basket of the game, would give him 1,000 points for his basketball career, and he kept going after that as he would finish up with 20 points on the night to lead all scores. Kyvie Roan, 1-for-1 from beyond the arc, 7-for-10 from two-point range, and also 3-for-4 for the foul line for his total of 20 points. Also double figures was Rashad Reed. Reed was 2-for-6 from long distance, 3-for-6 from two-point range. Reed finished up with 12 points. And also Devontae Johnson was 2-for-3 from three-point distance and also 2-for-2 from two-point range. Johnson had 10 points. After that, 8 points apiece for Kalen Brooks as well as Andrew Brooks, and also 8 points for Nye Penny. 5 points scored by Kerryon Brown, 3 points for LeBron Williams, and also 2 points chipped in by Jameer Pearson, rounded out the Tigers' total of 76. For West Holmes, it was two players in double figures that did the bulk of the scoring for the Knights. Nate Spring led the way. Spring went 2-for-4 from beyond the arc, 5-for-8 from two-point distance. Spring had 16 points, and he had a total of 9 of the 16 that came in the fourth quarter. Spring in double figures now for the sixth time on the season. Also, Manny Camacho in double figures for the fourth time on the season. As for Camacho, he was 3-for-8 from two-point range and also 5-of-6 for the foul line. Manny Camacho finished up with 11. Also, 3 points for Zane Kinsey and 2 apiece for Cooper Maltrich as well as Quincy Camacho. 2 points also scored by Billy Patton and 1 for Keston McKinney, running out West Holmes' total of 37. Final score, Mansfield Senior 76 and West Holmes 37. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For West Holmes on the night, they go 4 of 10 behind the arc, good for 40%. Senior was 9 of 19 for 47%. From two-point range, Senior went 21 of 40 for 53%. The Knights 36%, 11 of 30 from the floor. Good shooting night from the free throw line. The Knights go 67% on 6 of 9 shooting. Mansfield Senior red hot 72%. They went 5 of 7. Rebounding advantage goes tonight. They want 31-27 rebounds for Senior on the night. 28 turnovers on the night for West Holmes. Just 8 turnovers on Mansfield Senior.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes. 8 rebounds for Nate Spring at 4 at the offensive end. Manny Camacho had 7 boards. He had 3 at the offensive end. Also 6 rebounds for Billy Patton and 6 boards for Cooper Maltrich. For Mansfield Senior, Kyvie Roan had 8 rebounds to go along with his 20 points. He had 3 at the offensive end. Also 5 boards for Jameer Pearson and 4 rebounds for Devontae Johnson. Mansfield Senior gets the win 76-37 and flat out very impressive tonight.
Well, they're an impressive team. They play great defense. They get a lot of shot offs. I think maybe roughly 25 more shots than what West Holmes did tonight. So they're putting the ball up in there. I mean, they just get after you on all aspects, Matt. They're a good ball team.
For West Holmes, I find out they're just not ready for a team like this. I mean, it's hard to simulate this in practice. He can't do it, quite frankly, for a young team like this, and kind of have to kind of see it to be exposed to get used to that.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, this is a young West Holmes team, and when you throw a bunch of sophomores on the floor against a team like Mansfield Senior, you're going to take some lumps. And I think, you know, West learns from things like this and saw some good things tonight. West Holmes at times moved the ball around the perimeter well. When they was able to get it inside, their offense works. So West Holmes need to keep playing, learn, and grow.
And our Thread and Ink player of the game will go to Manny Camacho, 11 points and 7 rebounds. And Camacho, again, when West Holmes had a chance to get into their half-court set here, Camacho was a force inside.
Absolutely. He battled inside. When they got in the ball, he was an effective factor in there. So good game by Mr. Camacho.
Get Manny Camacho, our Thread and Ink player of the contest. And with that, Mansfield Senior, with the win tonight, a 76-37 victory, they'll go to 8-1 and 5-1 in the OCC. Of course, they're tied atop the OCC standings, and they now won 3 games in a row. They'll play next on Saturday. Both teams had their Friday game moved because of the Ohio State game, and they'll play next on Saturday, a home game against Lima Senior in non-conference action. West Holmes, their next game will now be next Tuesday, January 14th, a home game against Stralsburg. And again, that game Friday against Lexington, that was moved to next Wednesday, January 15th for West Holmes. And for us, we'll have girls basketball on Thursday. Madison's at West Holmes. Friday, boys basketball with Highland at Triway. That'll be on YouTube and stream one only. Of course, on the radio, we'll have college football playoffs coming your way with Ohio State taking on Texas from Arlington, Texas. We'll join the OSU Radio Network for that at 6 p.m. on Friday night. And on Saturday afternoon, girls basketball, Norwegian is at West Holmes. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. We do want to thank our Claxton Communication partners, of course, allowing us to bring you this live stream for this evening, that being Jacob Henning, who is the producer of tonight's live stream coverage, and also Aiden Garbrandt working the camera as well. We do appreciate their partnership and allowing us to bring the live streams throughout the course of the season. Also, thanks as well to Blaisdon Mullins and also Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central. For Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Roy. A reminder to stick around after the game. We'll have high school scoreboard. We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Mansfield Senior 76, West Holmes 37. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.